Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Middle School students Tatum Carlstone, Tucker Dunsbergen, Kaylee Boltzma, Delaney Reynolds, Kennedy Hartson, Piper Amy, and Norma Spiker join us on today's program to talk about their 7th grade social studies class, in which they're making both a local and worldwide impact. Well, we are here today with the 7th graders in Mrs. Schultz's 5th grade class, and each year the social studies group raises money for charity. And we're here with a large group of you here today, which is pretty exciting. First of all, share with our listeners a little bit about what you guys did in class this year and some of the projects you worked on to benefit nonprofits.
Okay, so one of the first things that we did this year was we looked at the United Nations Global Goals, and there are 16 of them, and from that we kind of... There's 17 of them, and from that, we kind of decided what we wanted to do to make a difference in the world, and that's also kind of how we got in this concession stand business, because we knew that the money that we raised would go to different charities of our choice.
And we have three of you that helped develop the business plan. What did you have to do to make this concept happen? What are some of the things you had to work on?
We really had to think through, like, adults and what an adult business is like. So we had to think through, like, what we'd need for the concession stand. It took a lot of teamwork and time and patience with each other, and we grew pretty close through it.
So first, we went to the bank, and we asked what loans they had, and they went through that, and then there was another choice back at school that we could just take money out of the bank, so it would be negative, but then we could get that money back by doing the concession stands, and so we chose the second decision.
And then from there you ran a concession stand?
Yeah.
And what was it like organizing that?
It was very difficult, but also we had a bunch of 7th grade students who would also just work with us and wait for their jobs.
And with us, we also have some of the students that acted as master of ceremonies at an event where you were able to donate checks to charity. What were some of the groups this year that you were able to help benefit?
We were able to help an orphanage called Raining Seasons in Sierra Leone, Africa. We were able to help Make-A-Wish, which is all across the nation, and it helps kids who are sick and in hospitals get... and they grant their wishes and things that they'd like to do. We're also able to help a couple local charities that are making a super big impact on kids and kids throughout the world.
And how did you pick the charities this year? What were some of the things in class that you talked about to make those decisions?
So we originally each chose different charities that we thought deserved the money. And then we went into small groups and picked from there. And then we brought it across the whole, like, each of our classes before bringing all the votes to the whole 7th grade class. And so then from there, we decided all of the different charities.
I heard there's a lot of records that were broken this year. What was that like to be able to make that big of an impact this year and to leave a mark here at Pella Middle School of charity work and community service?
Well, it was really fascinating and made us feel really good because... we were able to raise so much money to give to so many different charities, and that just boosts confidence and morale throughout the school because we know we're doing something good for the world.
What's one thing maybe that you learned through this class that you'll take away with you when you go off to 8th grade next year?
I think one thing that I learned was you don't have to do big things to change someone's life. Even the smallest cent or the smallest dollar bill can help make an impact in only a way that... is positive.
I learned that there is a wide variety of problems throughout the world, but there seems to be a charity for almost every one of them.
I learned that there's so much different things that people need help with, and there's so much that you can give to them to give back to them, because we in America have so much, and we just need to give a little back to all the other countries.
Kind of like the rest of them said, there are so many people out there that are working to help these charities. And so I've learned that there are people out there that help. And if we join them and help them even more, then we can make a giant impact and possibly rid the world of some of the problems that we've talked about.
What I learned is that a lot of money can help make a difference. So, like, for Many Hands of Haiti, we gave them a bunch of money, and it's going to really help kids in Haiti and give them food and all the other stuff that they need.
During the assembly, after we presented all the checks to the charities, they got to speak a little bit, and I learned how much they really appreciate the donations and stuff that you give them. They were super, super grateful to all the money that we were able to donate and give to them, and that's going to inspire me to keep donating, keep moving forward the rest of my life, because I know how good it's gonna make them feel and what they're gonna do with it.
One of the things I learned is that as one seventh grade class in a small town, we can make such a big difference across the whole world by having a simple concession stand that raised over $4,000. It can make such an impact to so many different people across the world.
Once again, those were 7th grade social studies students at Pella Middle School. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.